From Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine calls for a meeting with pro-Russian militants and a reported referendum on independence for Iraqi's Kurdish region. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Ukraine is ready to hold a new round of talks with pro-Russian separatist leaders and Russian officials, according to Ukraine President Petro Poroshenko. Mr. Poroshenko's office said Friday that he told European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton in a telephone call that he had suggested a time and place for the talks and is waiting for confirmation from the other party. That day for those talks reportedly could be Saturday. Mr. Poroshenko, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President François Hollande discussed the situation in eastern Ukraine in a three-way phone call earlier Friday. The president of Iraq's autonomous Kurdish region has asked his parliament to prepare for a referendum on independence. Masoud Barzani told the region's legislature in a speech Thursday that, quote, "It's time to decide about our self-determination and not to wait for other people to decide for us," unquote. Mr. Barzani asked the lawmakers to form a committee to organize the referendum and pick a date for the vote. Israeli police fought with Palestinian protesters in East Jerusalem on Friday as thousands of people gathered to mourn the Palestinian teenager killed in a suspected revenge attack. Israeli police had increased security in anticipation of demonstrations following the funeral of Mohammed Abu Qudair. Authorities say they are investigating whether the killing was in response to the earlier kidnapping and murder of three Israeli teens. More on each of these stories at voanews.com. International and local human rights groups are demanding Pakistan discard its new anti-terrorism law, the so-called Protection of Pakistan Act, condemning it as a blatant attack on fundamental rights of the people. IS Ghul reports. The latest from Islamabad.
The National Parliament approved the so-called Protection of Pakistan Act this week, giving sweeping powers to security forces targeting violent extremism and terrorism. The legislation gives police officers sweeping powers to open fire on suspects and also allows anyone detained for questioning to be held for up to 60 days before charges must be brought. The legislation has outraged human rights defenders in and outside the country. In a statement Friday, the Independent Human Rights Commission of Pakistan said the government is deliberately following the model of a police state. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
At the World Cup, Germany has become the first team to reach four straight World Cup semifinals, beating France 1-0 in quarterfinal action Friday in Rio de Janeiro. France had beaten Germany in four of their past six matches. Germany, which is seeking its fourth World Cup championship, will play the winner of Friday's other quarterfinal game. That is Colombia taking on five-time champion Brazil. Brazil last won the World Cup in 2002. Colombia is playing in its first ever quarterfinal. U.S. President Barack Obama has pledged to do everything he can to make the current immigration system smarter and more efficient. President Obama welcomed 25 new U.S. citizens in a special Independence Day naturalization ceremony at the White House Friday. He used the occasion to press again for immigration reform.
If we want to keep attracting the best and the brightest from beyond our shores, we're going to have to fix our immigration system, which is broken, and pass common sense immigration reform. We shouldn't be making it harder for the best and the brightest to come here and create jobs here and grow our economy here. We should be making it easier.
Mr. Obama said the new citizens, all U.S. service members or military spouses, are a reminder that America is and always has been a nation of immigrants. Mr. Obama's remarks Friday come as Americans celebrate the 238th anniversary of the country's independence from Britain. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for better relations between Russia and the United States in a congratulatory message to President Barack Obama on the U.S. Independence Day holiday. A Sarajevo court has sentenced a Bosnian Serb to 15 years behind bars for taking part in killing and torturing civilians in 1992. Branko Vlako was found guilty of crimes against humanity carried out in prison camps in the Sarajevo suburb of Vogoska. A former British tabloid editor who went on to become the spokesman for Prime Minister David Cameron has been sentenced to 18 months in jail for conducting an extensive phone hacking operation in pursuit of sensational stories. Andy Coulson was handed his sentence today in London. More on all of these stories at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.